Quicksand, you're playing, and you think everything is going fine, but then one thing goes wrong, and then another, and another. And you try to fight back, but the harder you fight, the deeper you sink, until you can't move. You can't breathe, because you're in over your head, like quicksand.
Is Savages in the Box.
I want you to feel us.
Now here's Chris Carlin.
You got any other way to describe what's going on right now? Because it certainly looks like Shane Falco nailed it. The Yankees can't get out of their own way right now, and this is where they find themselves. Luke Voit, sum it up.
We've just been playing like crap.
Yeah, exactly. You have been playing like crap, and that continues. It's Savages in the Box. Yankees lose 2-1 against Toronto on Tuesday night, and they can't get out of their own way. Frankly, you knew this game was over in the first inning. And it's rare that you would say that about a Yankee game and they're not on the winning end of that. But you knew it. You absolutely knew it. The Yankees loaded the bases in the first inning and came away with nothing. Taiwan Walker walked the bases loaded. As Jack Curry mentioned on the Yes Post Game Show, 16 of his 20 previous pitches to Mike Tauchman with the bases loaded and two out and a 3-1 count had been balls. He couldn't find the strike zone with a GPS. And Mike Tauchman swings at a pitch that's high, pops out, and that's it. And right there, you knew where this was headed. And it's unbelievable to say that, and yet right now it's not. I mean, for Pete's sake, the general manager came to town on Monday following the team on the road, and on Tuesday felt strongly enough to deliver a message.
Bottom line is we're on our own. There's no help coming from anywhere. And, you know, the challenge is to find a way to get through this storm. Batten down the hatches and come out on the other end with clear skies and sunny days ahead. But obviously that the work's got to be done now while the storm's upon us. And clearly we all know the storm's upon us. We haven't played well now for quite some time. And we all know we're capable of more, significantly more, both individually and collectively. And that responsibility starts obviously with me, and it filters all the way down through them and our staff. So just touch points.
All right, we get it with the storm bit, okay? The Yankees are playing awful baseball. They can't get out of their own way. Everybody's ticked off about it. And they honestly just have no answers at the moment. I mean, you had a game where Jay Happ gave you 6 1/3 very solid innings, other than one mistake in a home run to a nobody. Other than that, he gave you every opportunity, and there's no excuse for losing a game where he allows 2 runs and strikes out 10 over 6 1/3 and gets you into the 7th inning a day after Jordan Montgomery couldn't get you out of the 4th. You know, they needed length in the worst way, and they could do nothing about it offensively whatsoever. Think about this. Taiwan Walker in 4 shutout innings allowed 2 hits, 5 walks, and hit a batter. That's 9 base runners that the Yankees could not plate in the first 4 innings. Not one of them. In the first 5 innings, 12 base runners, and the only run they scored on the night was on a sacrifice fly. Gleyber Torres, in a tremendous opportunity, comes up short. A 2-0 pitch that he just pops up to right center field that couldn't even score a run at the time. These are the kinds of things that happen when you just simply can't win baseball games. And that's what we're seeing right now. It's impossible to try to describe what you can do to get out of it. Aaron Boone with his typical Boonian answers after the game.
We had a lot of opportunities tonight. I actually thought, you know, different from Baltimore where we were getting held down. Tonight, you know, we saw a lot of good at-bats up and down the order. just weren't able to punch.
What? I mean, good at bats is when you get hits. Good at bats. I understand working the count and doing this and doing that. Right now for the Yankees, good at bats is about getting hits.
We understand where we're at, and close isn't good enough right now. We need to find a way to get it done. You know, I thought DJ had some really good at bats in big spots. You know, Wynn kind of knocked his ball down and right, and a great play up the middle with some runners out there. So, you know, we did a lot of good things tonight, but right now, you know, close isn't good enough. We gotta be able to find a way to punch through, and we gotta start that tomorrow.
But you see the things that are happening that happen to teams that can't get out of their own way. Aaron Hicks, never thrown out at third base in his entire life, thrown out at third base trying to steal. Gary Sanchez dropping a pop-up behind home plate. We'll get to Gary Sanchez in a minute. All of it just looks like losing baseball. It's very recognizable for fans of teams that are not the Yankees, but the Yankees are going through it for the first time in a while. And is there a simple way out? Well, if there was, they'd be out of it already. But all they can keep doing, and when you look for a different answer from Aaron Boone, he doesn't have one, because all you can keep doing is keep showing up, keep trying to get through the process, and keep trying to navigate your way through it and put the bad moments behind you as quickly as you possibly can. What does Aaron Boone think about being .500?
I know we're better than that, but you know, we have not played to our capabilities, and obviously the last couple of weeks has been a rough stretch to get us to that point. So we still have time here to to turn this thing around, and confident we will. But I mean, we're 500 right now, so that's the reality of the situation. But the other reality is, it's there for the taking for us. You know, we don't need anyone's help right now. We need to play well, and if we do that, the season will take care of itself.
The words don't mean a whole lot at the moment, and it's not his fault, because he's not going to go all in and take out his team. That's just not something that happens anymore, because the feeling is that the majority of players today are going to respond better to positive reinforcement than a kick in the pants. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Maybe that is going on behind the scenes, but publicly, guys don't want to be embarrassed. And he's never going to do that. So if you're looking for different answers, you're just generally not going to get them from him. It's when you try to spin it a little too positively, that's when it kind of gets out of hand. But the one guy, I think, that really pieced together some very, very telling thoughts post-game was Luke Voit. We heard from him briefly earlier, but let's expand upon those comments, because while he could sum it up with simply,
"We've just been playing like crap."
Yeah, there's even more to it. Take a listen.
The bottom line is, we're getting beat by teams that we handily beat the last couple of years, and they're outplaying us. And, you know, the bottom line is we need to go out there, put our bootstraps on, and get to going tomorrow. It's frustrating. It's frustrating for us too. I mean, trust me. I mean, every time we think we have a chance, it somehow we ended up doing something wrong. And we just need to go back to having fun. This game's already hard enough, and we're making it really hard on ourselves right now.
Yeah, they are. What else, Luke?
It's embarrassing for us right now, especially with everything that's been going on. And, you know, it's hard to put a finger on everything. I mean, I feel like everything's just not going our way, but we're still in it. You can't ever count us out. And, you know, our goal is to obviously get in the, you know, playoffs. I guess it doesn't really matter. As long as we get in, I think we have a chance.
And then finally, a thought that a lot of us have had since back in that first series in Tampa in early August, and Luke articulates it pretty well.
You just got to get back to what the New York Yankees are. I mean, you know, I feel like teams aren't really scared of us right now, and it's kind of a sad thing, because we're the New York Yankees, and we're, you know, obviously probably favored to, you know, win the division this year, and that, you know, obviously has gone away. So we got to step it up.
Not only is there no intimidation factor about being the New York Yankees at the moment, there is a line of teams that are ready and willing to take their shot. and are licking their chops to kick the Yankees while they are down and to try to take them out. The Toronto Blue Jays are doing everything they can to make the postseason, and they're in second place right now in front of the Yankees. The Baltimore Orioles are right there, knocking on the door, tied in the loss column with the Yankees at the moment. And they get another crack at them. You know, these chances have not come along very often for these franchises in the last, 20 years. And now they smell blood. And now the Yankees not only get everybody's best, but those teams are reveling in beating them. Look at how the Blue Jays were responding after the game. They were jumping up and down not like they won the World Series, but maybe like they won the division. You know, I mean, they certainly had a lot of pep in their step after that game. And when you talk about it being embarrassing, those are the kind of moments that you're talking about, because there is no fear factor whatsoever in what they are. And if you want to point to everybody who's not there, go ahead. That's a loser's mentality. And I think that's what Brian Cashman was getting after. While he's saying that we're not going to be able to make a trade, I wonder if he was saying in a larger sense, nobody's coming back to help us, meaning you're not going to have Judge or Stanton back anytime soon. Maybe we're reading a little bit too deeply into that, but when a general manager steps in and wants a team to know that they're not going to have a lot of assistance, or they're not going to have anybody coming back who's going to be a big factor off the DL, he just wants to get that message across so guys aren't just saying, let's stay afloat until we get Aaron or Stanton or whomever back from the disabled list. One last little one from Luke Voit. He danced around it a little bit, but he seemed to be insinuating at one point that maybe guys in the locker room weren't doing what they needed to do. Said a lot of guys in here have to step up. A lot of guys have lost confidence or making mental errors when we have a big at bat, or when we have to make a play in the field, or when we have to make a big pitch. And even said they're trying too hard instead of maybe doing everything that they have to get here and doing their homework and not trusting in their abilities. So I just found that interesting. I didn't think that he was taking any direct shots, but there were certainly some indirect implications in those words. I'll tell you, there are red flags all over the place for the Yankees right now in a way that we have not seen in quite some time. Now, as for Gary Sanchez, he's back in the lineup, and there really wasn't much new to talk about. You know, he hit a ball hard to left field. He maybe looked a little bit more competitive in at-bats. But again, when he had an opportunity to deliver for the Yankees, he did what he has done all season. He struck out. He was in an 0-2 hole before you could blink, and he waved at a breaking pitch outside. He had two men on with two out in the fifth inning, a chance to put some of the ghosts behind him. And against Sun Yamaguchi, he never even stood a shot in that at-bat. Never had a chance. That was one of those at-bats. You know how a couple of weeks ago, or a week and a half ago against the Mets, I talked about that grand slam and about how that was not going to be a turning point for Gary Sanchez. This particular at-bat might have had that potential, because it would have meant more. The team struggling the way that they are, certainly Gary struggling the way that he is, to really break through in a massive spot. I almost think that would have had more of an impact when you look at all the extenuating circumstances and how bad they have been as a group and how bad he has been even since. That might have had the chance to turn him around for a little bit. You can keep running him out there. I don't think we'll see him behind the plate for Davey Garcia on Wednesday against the Blue Jays, but more likely it's going to be Eric Kratz, who has worked well with him. Maybe he gets a DH spot again and continues to try to work on his hitting, but not much different to see right now after a couple of days. Frankly, there's not a whole lot more to say about the Yankees at the moment, and that's unbelievable to me, considering all that is going wrong. But each and every one of them is contributing in their own way to their struggles right now. And I hate to repeat a thought that we have talked about a little bit over the last week. Bad baseball teams find ways to lose games. And that's exactly what's going on with the Yankees right now. I know it's not earth-shattering, but these are not easy answers to find. They're not. The game is a mental game. This game, more than any other, has more to do with confidence than anything else. And there is no confidence in the Yankees. And anytime something goes wrong, there is a here we go again feeling. And it's palpable. And it comes through the television set, to be honest. We'll see if they can try to do something on Wednesday. Davey Garcia has been one up, one down. If he's better and gives them a chance, that's great. But more than anything, they need to play a complete game and find their way to a confident 5-1 type win where it's never in doubt and you just play solid all the way through. This isn't about the one moment anymore. This is about putting together an entire game and having control of it throughout the course of that game. That's Savages for Wednesday. Carlin, out.
Savages in the Box is available on the ESPN app and from Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.